remarks of the President, Larimore, North Dakota, 29 September 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I'm certainly happy to be with you this morning, and I want to say to you and call your attention to the fact that the United States of America is the only country in the world where a situation such as this could happen. When a candidate for senator on the Democratic ticket introduces the candidate for senator on the Republican ticket, that shows we've got a great country. I've been getting acquainted with your candidates this morning, and I've become very much impressed with them. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Nesemeyer, and Mr. Morrison are running for governor and congressman at large and United States senator. They're fine gentlemen, and I'm sure that if you decide to elect them, North Dakota will be well governed and well represented. I want to express the hope that you've been listening to Governor Stevenson's speeches, laying out his program and what he'd do if he were president of the United States. To assure you, he's a man who cares deeply about the people and about peace and prosperity and progress for us all. He'll fight for these things, and so will John Sparkman. Senator Sparkman has a fine record in Congress. He's been in the thick of the fight for things like flood control, rural electrification, price supports, and farm housing. We've come a long way since the Democrats took over 20 years ago. I'm going to tell you more about it in a minute, but I want to call attention to the fact, I guess he's here this morning, there's a gentleman here who's an instructor of social sciences at the Larimer State High School. And he rode with me on the battleship Missouri from Rio Janeiro. And I had a grand visit with him. If he's here, I would like very much to see him. I signed his shellback card on the battleship Missouri when he crossed the equator. You know, they give you a pretty rough ride when you cross the equator on one of these battleships. And they initiate you into the Order of Neptune. And they initiated my doctor. And you have to run the gauntlet when you do that. Have a bunch of great big tough sailors standing like you on each side of the deck, and they run you through a tank of water. Then they stand on each side with a rubber hose and to see how fast you can run. And I can tell you, you can run pretty fast when that happens. And that's what I'm trying to do with the Republicans now. I'm going to try to run them out of this game. You know, they left you flat broke, mortgaged out and flooded out and dusted out, with no solvent banks, no credit, nothing. Now we've got price support, we've got flood control, we've got soil conservation, we've got farm credit and home loans, and we've got guaranteed bank deposits, and we have the rural electrification cooperatives, which made it possible for the farmers to get electricity on their farm. Only 10% of the farms in this county were electrified in 1950. Now the figure is nearly 90%, and it's climbing all the time. We have these things because the Democratic administrations understood the farmer and believed in him and set out to help him. The National Republican Party has never favored our work for farmers. Maybe they like the big corporation farmers, but they don't care for the little fella on the family-sized farm. To prove that, look at the record in Congress. Their record was bad when they had a majority in the do-nothing 80th Congress. And it has been bad since then when they were in their minority. They're still at it. Now this spring, a majority of the House Republicans voted against continuing price supports at 90% of parity. If they'd had their way, the loan price on wheat would have been $2.13 instead of $2.46. That's the difference between the Democratic plan and the Republican plan. Their candidate for president made a speech in Minnesota and said he was in favor of 90% support. His Republican platform doesn't pledge that. It says parity in the marketplace. Now, I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound very good for the farmers. Parity in the marketplace. Now, what do they mean by that? Might mean 25%, might mean 10%, might mean nothing. The Republican Congress invented the sliding scale and are still voting for it. If I were you, I wouldn't trust the promises they make, because they'll promise you anything to get your votes, and then when they get in control, they'll cut your throat. They've done it. My goodness alive, they've done it. In times past, and they'll do it again if they get an opportunity. You don't want to listen to what they say. You want to look at what they do and what they have done when they had the opportunity, and then decide what'll be good for you and good for the country. That won't be hard to do. I tell you, that won't be hard to do. I went across this state in 1948 and told you exactly what the Republicans intended to do to you and what they had tried to do to you. And if I hadn't been president, you'd have had your throat cut then. Your interests lie with the Democratic Party. In the United States today, the Democratic Party is the party of the plain everyday man, the man who works for a living. We've proved that by the programs we've carried on in the last 20 years. Democratic platform pledges to continue to and improve these programs. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. And Adlai Stevenson stands squarely on the Democratic platform. I hope he'll have an opportunity to come up here in North Dakota and tell you face to face just exactly how he stands on that Democratic platform. And when you see him and hear him, you'll be satisfied that he's the man that ought to be the next president of the United States. Stevenson stands for the things that have made this country great in the last 20 years, the things that have kept this country going and prosperous and has made it the greatest republic in the history of the world. I'm decidedly proud of my record as President of the United States. I've got nothing whatever to apologize for. I'm asking you people to carry on that record and keep the country the greatest free nation in the history of the world. And that's what you'll do if you vote for Adlai Stevenson. If you want progress, and you want to go forward, and you want to look out for your own interests, the thing for you to do on November the 4th is to go down there to that voting booth and vote the Democratic ticket straight from top to bottom, and then the country will be safe for another 4 years. There's that card I endorsed on the battleship Missouri. Good luck to you.